Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. Thank God. Lord, bless your word this morning. Encourage your people. Satisfy their appetites, Father, that they might move into a higher dimension and realm with you. And Father, we thank you for this church and for this ministry and for these pastors, Lord God. And we thank you for the Spirit of the living God in your presence today. Have your way in our lives, and we will give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles open to the book of Ephesians, it says, stop taking the tissue. Stop taking the Kleenex. It belongs to God. When you pick it up and put it in your bag and your purse to take it up out of here, you taking trouble. You say, Ephesians don't say that. Yeah, it does. It says something about right here. It says, don't steal. Let him that stole steal no more. So if the shoe ain't on your foot, don't worry about it. But if it is, you better think about it. It is utterly amazing. There is never a dull moment around here. Hallelujah. You got your Bibles open. Look at the 20th verse. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to his deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Key scripture, verse 26. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, don't be angry. Amen. We'll get back to those other verses, but we're going to start right here in verse 26, dealing with be ye angry and sin not. I've noticed a whole lot of things that comes from being angered. Anger and angry are two different words. The word anger means to burst out in rage or to be displeased with wrath or be wroth. The word angry means to be provoked or to become enraged. It's a difference. When you're angry, you have the ability to be angry with righteous indignation. You're angry according to the word of God. When you are angered, you put the word on the shelf. When you are angered, the word of God no longer exists in your life because something else takes over. Anger brings forth different things in our lives. It produces a spirit of restlessness, a spirit of where you lose faith in people. Anger has the ability to destroy you from the inside out, because a lot of times we don't recognize that we are angered. We think we are angry, but we are angered. When this thing begins to take over your personal being, it begins to destroy you from the inside. It produces a spirit. It causes things to happen in your life. I mean, you become discouraged. You become despondent. You can't actually hear from God. Anger will consume you and will put you in a position where you begin to do things that you wouldn't normally do, that you would act out areas in your life that you have closed off. Anger has a power that it has to grip your mind and to cause you to imagine things that aren't really there. Anger has the the power and the authority to do things in your body. Anger brings forth sickness and disease. Anger brings forth a mindset where you look at things in a different way, in a different form, in a different manner, when you should be looking at them through the eyes of God. I found out, Brother Tim, that anger gets so deep down into your heart that it hides itself, and you are confused between being angry and being angered. The Bible says you can be angry, but it didn't say get angered. Anytime in the Bible somebody got angered, they tore up something. Moses got angered and he tore up the tablets. He was so angry that he didn't get it out, and he did it a second time. Paul got angered so much that he sent Timothy away. Later had to apologize. Anger makes you do things that you wouldn't normally do. But it is so crafty and it is so deceitful, folks don't know that it's manifesting itself in their lives. Anger controls your speech. It'll control your thoughts. It'll control your ideas. It'll control the principles and the concepts of God that God has placed in your life. And nowadays, with everything else that's going on around us, it doesn't take much to become angry. If you don't get grips and hold on it quick, you will find yourself looking up out of a pit trying to figure out what the heck happened. Ask me how I know. Anger will burn in your flesh and make you miss out on the things of God, make you miss the presence of God. Anger makes you walk a walk that you should not walk and talk a talk that there you should not talk. The anger does something in your physical man that shuts down the spiritual man in your life. That's why the Bible says you have to put on the new man. Because if you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, you will find out that you don't have to be angry, but you can just be angry. Amen. See, anger is unsettling. I went through some things, Brother Rella, because I was angered. We get angered because things don't seem to go the way we think they should go. Or they don't happen the way we think they should happen. We get angered because we get tired and we get weary and we get frustrated because of things that are going on around us and things that are happening in our life. We become very angered. When the Word of God says you can be angry about it, means you don't, being angry about it means that you can dislike it. But you don't have to allow it to affect your physical being and how you serve God. Folks have gotten so angered that they have left the church. Folks have become so angered that they have decided, I'm not going to pay no tithe no more. Who is that affecting? Anger will make you put yourself in a position that you will miss your blessing with God. Because you can't see clearly, you don't hear clearly, and you don't understand clearly. It destroys your understanding so that you can't understand what God is trying to do. You have to put on the new man. The Bible says, be ye angry. You can be provoked, but you can't allow yourself. Come on now, somebody. You can't allow yourself to sin. Well, what are we talking about? You can be angry, but you can't allow yourself to sin. You can't allow yourself to be put in a position where your emotions began to control your thoughts and your way of life. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let me explain to you just how angered you can become. I was so angered in my spirit last week during the morning service, that the Spirit of God was moving at such a high place. The presence of God was here to move and to heal and to deliver and set captives free. But because of my angered position in my spirit and in my flesh, I decided I was going to preach a word. Amen. Being angered will make you miss God. Being angry will put you in a position where you can still hear from God. How many still want to hear from God? It's folks up in here today that's angered at folks. You're not angry with them, but you're angered at them. Because if you thought that you could get away with it and not miss God, you would knock their heads off. But you have come to the conclusion you really don't want to take that chance. But anger sits down in your spirit and it turns like a wheel, driving you and messing with you and stirring you up to see things that aren't naturally there and to hear things that aren't really being said and to feel things that you shouldn't even feel. Anger controls your emotions and your feelings and everything about you. That's why the Bible says you have to be angry and not angered. Most of the saints are angered. Hallelujah. In the last week or so, I have seen a lot of anger take place around this place. I have seen anger turn what used to be, what was a little argument, into a 50-person fight. Children, not grown-ups, they were all children. Because anger, it drives you. Don't let your anger drive you into a position where you can't hear from God and you can't understand what God is saying. Don't let anger put you in a position where you miss out on what God has for you. You've come too far. You've paid too much and too hard of a price not to receive the blessings of God. Not to be able to lift your hands up and praise God, knowing that you have a sincere and a pure heart. Anger will steal your sincerity. Anger will steal your purity. Anger will mess up the righteousness of God in your life. Anger will steal that joy that you have down in your spirit. Anger will mess up your strength. Being angry will destroy your walk. Being angry will stir your talk. Being angry will mess you up to a place where you will think you don't know where you are and where you're going. But I got news for you. God said, I will restore you because there is a new man in you that have given you the ability to cast down imagination, that have given you the ability to pull yourself under, to give you the ability to take the word of God and to tie yourself up so that you can do that which is right in the eyes of God. I've seen some strange things happen because of anger. But the word of God says, don't get angry. Don't get angry when folks lie on you. Don't be angry when folks afflict you. Don't be angry when you're persecuted. Don't be angry when your finances dry up. Folks get angry when they get angry when their finances dry up. Don't get angry because somebody's sitting in the seat that you suppose is yours, but it's not really. You will be amazed at what anger people, but God says, don't be moved by these things, but you stand fast whereby in the liberty that has set you free. How many are free? If you're free, you're free indeed. Because God is a liberty God, a freeing God, a compassionate God, a loving God, and he does not want you to allow anger to destroy that which he has prop and put forth in your life, but he wants you to allow yourself to understand the difference between being angered and to be angry. Because you can be angry and not sin against God. You can be angry and not miss God. You can be angry and not yield yourself to your emotions. You can be angry and not wander from the right path that God has placed you on. You can be angry and not miss the blessing that God has for you. You can be angry because it doesn't come against your thoughts and the ideas and the word of God. Man, that anger ain't no joke. it'll stand up in you and proclaim that it's Lord. And dare you to pull it down. Every time you think you get anger down, somebody comes along and provokes it, and it just stands right back up. It'll steal your sleep. One thing we need most of all is peace. It'll steal your peace. It'll make you forget what compassion is all about. It'll make you forget that you've been saved by grace. I'm telling you, I thought anger was a person. When I looked in the mirror, I didn't see Dennis, I saw anger. It looked just like another man standing up in me, declaring that he was Lord and my God wasn't. But you have to come to a place where you cry out to God. And once you God speaks to you, you have to say, okay, Father, forgive me. You have to first recognize that you have a problem before God can deliver you from the problem. But we've become so holy, so righteous, so uplifted that we don't want to admit that we might possibly, unmistakably, have a problem. That's when anger will mess you up. Then it says, and sin not. Not means don't depend on any feeling. But you go by the word of God. We spend so much time going by what we feel instead of what the word says. God has been beating me with his word. The reason he has to beat me is because my anger has been fighting against the word. Anytime you yield yourself to the word, he doesn't beat you. He just gives it to you. But when something is in you that's beating and fighting against what God is trying to bring forth in you, then you have to fight, and the word of God has to beat up on you and cut on you and rip at you until God finally has his way in your life and causes that which is in you that you might bring it under subjection to the power of God. Anger is ruthless. Deceitful. Y'all awful quiet. Hallelujah. I'm closing. Be angry and sin not, and let not the light go down upon your wrath. It's saying don't let the light rest upon your rage. See, anger produces rage. How many here know what rage is? Rage is a controllable emotion that'll push you into the outer limits. The outer limits is that place of no return. You try to figure out how to get back, but you just don't seem to be able to make it. But today, folks that say they do have anger and accept the response that they have anger, I want you to get up and come down here. We're going to pray for you. Why? Because God wants us to be in control of our own lives. He doesn't want anything that we're going through to control the way we live and we serve God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Father, as we anoint your people and lay hands on them, this is a dispensation of grace that we're in. So let your grace, Father, be sufficient for the need that we have right now. Lord God, as we take authority over the anger that's in our spirit, Lord God, trying to separate us from that which you have already spoken into our lives. For Father, we know we war against the two enemies. We war against self and we war against Satan. But Father, we know that the greatest of these is ourselves. But Father, we call you right now. We thank you for allowing us, Lord God, to rise above this circumstance, that it might be a stepping stone to the place in the realm that you want us to be moving into. So Lord God, we will not allow anger to separate us from the love of God. We will not allow anger to separate us from our joy. We will not allow anger to separate us from our peace and from our faith. We will not allow anger to separate us from that which you have established in our life, but we shall grow and mature into the fullness of that which you have already prophesied and declared that we shall become the sons of the living God. So Father, in the name of Jesus, as me, myself, and the ministers come and we anoint your people, Lord God, for that which you have already spoken into existence, that peace shall overshadow the angerness in our spirits, Lord God, and we shall rise up and declare that you are Lord and that you are God, not with our mouths but with our lifestyles and with our walk. Father, we are encouraged and we thank you today as we move towards that which you have already spoken into existence. Father, we thank you today, and you have your way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.